the students head back today to you, what I'm asking is that Bus Éireann have enough buses on their schedule. What we're talking about is buses coming from Glenfarne, Manor Hamilton, through Shambus, through at the Shrine in Glencare, that I want that there's enough buses on to meet the demand of the students going into the ATU, and that there are two new designated stops, but at Shambus and one at the Shrine. They're automatically that people are picked up there, but I just want a bus stop that says automatically that there is a bus stop there. With the ATU back in full flow, students, I think the population now has gone up to 10,000 students. People looking at areas like Manor Hamilton and living out here, that the buses ain't overcrowded and that there's no students left behind. That was a big issue last year, and I just don't want it to happen again, that there's enough buses on the route to meet the demand as people going into the ATU at 9 o'clock in the morning and coming home at 5 in the evening.
And do you feel that we see more and more students already inclined to want to study local and live at home, and this is probably a result of that?
Well, listen, we all know there's a huge problem with accommodation in Sligo. So what you have is you have people coming out and looking at areas like Manor Hamilton to try and rent a room in a house or rent a house out in Manor Hamilton area. But, I mean, the idea this is so that they can get in themselves if they've no transport on a bus. And this happened last year, that the students left behind. So I just want to make sure and highlight it that when students go to the bus stops in Manor Hamilton to get into the ATU, that there's no problem going into the ATU or coming from the ATU, and that Bus Éireann looks and monitors the amount of students that are getting on the buses Monday to Friday and start coming up with a scheme if there is a problem as regards that there's no buses running on time.